This is Colourful Radio.
Lindsay's not able to be here this morning, but I'm really pleased to say that he's lined up a wonderful, wonderful guy who is playing the role of a barman in the musical version of a play that first came out about 11, 12 years ago. The play is called Been So Long. It's by the writer Che Walker, and it's on at the moment at the Young Vic. And I'm pleased to say Omar is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing this fine Monday?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Now, a lot of people have been writing about this and saying Omar adds street cred to this particular production, blah, 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 and he's making his theatrical debut. How does that feel?
I'm flattered, really. Yeah, well, it's an honour to be in the role, really, because, you know, everybody else has been acting for quite some time. And I've just decided to add this to my CV. So to be able to get this part to play the Young Vic is, really, really good. And I'm learning stuff every day.
Uh-huh. And what was it about this particular role of this barman who, from what I saw when I went to see it last week, he's a kind of like, you know, a very, very thoughtful kind of like slightly musing figure. And in a way, there's something slightly tragic about him. And I was watching how you played him. I thought, this guy needs someone to reach out to him and tell him everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, he's completely opposite to my kind of character.
Yeah, yeah.
Very quiet, thoughtful, you know, he listens to other people's problems and he kind of helps them out. And, you know, he's also got this yearning for one of the characters, Simone, but he can't actually say anything or do anything about it.
Yeah, so you would have checked Simone long time, wouldn't you, Omar?
Yeah, I would have checked her from time. but, yeah, you know, he's a nice guy, finishes last, he's in the friend zone. Type of thing, but you know, he's also a good friend, so that's why people tend to like him as well.
Okay, the writer Che Walker actually taught me at Weekend Arts College many, many years ago. So I remember this play first time round. I remember going to the read through actually when the Oscar nominee, what's her name?
Marianne Jean-Baptiste.
How could I forget her name? She read for one of the parts, and I was worried that it was, if I'm honest, I was worried it was going to appear a little dated because I know it's got to be at least, 11, 12 years now?
Yeah.
12 years old. But I actually think that doing it with the music behind it has really brought life to it and has meant that it doesn't appear dated.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also remember the original Bar Arizona where it's actually set.
Mm.
You know, it's something where I think it's something people can relate to, so we wouldn't feel dated because it's something that goes on from day to day anyway. You know, people having struggles with relationships and trying to speak out, you know, trying to reach out to people or problems they might have had in the past or whatever. There's something there for everyone to relate to.
And Omar, we've got a couple of texts for you. This first one's from Olivia, and she says, I saw Omar in the play the other night. I'm a big fan and was disappointed that his part was so small. Tell him to get a bigger part next time. Loving Colourful, guys. That's from Olivia. What did you say to her?
Yeah, well, you know, it's my first part, so I can understand if people didn't see enough of me in it. But, I'm just happy to be there doing what I do, you know. And I'm the one that solves everybody's problems anyway, so... I was quite happy with would it be my initial part, but yeah, there's more to come anyway.
Oh well, that's good because Karen in Acton has asked this. Could you ask Omar if he intends to do more acting?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, these are early days, and like I said, I've only been doing this about a year, so you know, for me to get this initial part straight away is quite big for me anyway. So hopefully I'll get bigger and broader parts, you know.
Something I want to ask you, was you involved heavily in any of the music, the new original score?
Not at all. No, I just came in and, you know, the original wanted me to play the part of Raymond, the Casanova Lothario type. And I just couldn't reach them notes because my voice is a baritone, stroke bass, and those parts are like tenor parts. So I was like, man, just give me something that I can handle. Barney's song seemed to suit my voice a lot more. But Arthur Darville was the guy that wrote the music, and he's done a fantastic job of representing all the different genres that he's written for.
Definitely, because your songs are kind of your flavour, I think. Anyway.
Well, he told us all to, you know, add our own little bits of flavour to it. He gave us a template to work with, and then, you know, just said, well, you know, run with it. So he just made it quite easy to pick it up and do what you want.
And what about the transition from, you know, singing, from writing, from composing, much of which can be a fairly lonesome affair, to having to be an actor in a company of much more experienced people in the acting profession?
Well, I think it's kind of a smooth transition for me, because it wasn't just straight going from singing to just acting. You know, I'm doing some singing in there as well, so it makes it easier for me to feel settled in the part, basically. But like I said, the music that I'm singing, the songs that I'm singing, just seem to suit my voice even better. So I don't know how easy it would be for me to get another part, which I feel so comfortable with.
I'm just wondering what your reviews are like, Omar. Before you answer, I've got this one from Joy in Bromley, who's texted in this. Morning, guys. Went to see Been So Long on Saturday. It was brilliant. Omar was excellent. Well done. Now, are you getting positive reviews like that?
I'm getting positive feedback, which is nice, you know. Because I was a bit worried with it being my initial performance, theatrical debut as well, that people are going to like slate me and say that, well, what's he doing that for? He should just stick to music and stuff. So if I'm doing a proper job, then, you know, that makes it all better.
Definitely. In the Metro today, the review, it says at the end, but it's also hard to deny a production this hardwired with street wit and sexual energy. It's at its ecstatic best. This soars like the Saturday night of your dreams.
Well, it's been really cool to see some of the young people coming down to see the musical, because I know it's not musical is not quite a trendy thing for a lot of people. So the people that it's been attracting has been fantastic, and when we've been rehearsing for about 6 weeks, and we haven't been getting the feedback with the laughter and stuff. So it was just fantastic that we had to add an extra 20 minutes to the running time, because we didn't actually factor in the fact that people were going to be cracking up.
20 minutes of laughter, that's absolutely brilliant. Now, Omar, what about the running time of the play? How long is it on for at the Young Vic? Because obviously people can still get tickets, can't they?
We've got it down to an hour 40, 45 in between that time there. So, and there's no break, because we tried it with a break and people seem to have wanted to keep going. So we just keep it going at one pace. But I'm trying to get them to do it quicker, because I'm doing a show at the Jazz Cafe.
This is so funny, because every time I've seen you, I've seen you a few times, introduce you once or twice on stage and whatnot, and you always seem to be there, you do two or three hits, and then bang, you're gone, because you have to go on to the next gig. You gig a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Well, unless I've got to pay the bills, man. I've got twin daughters as well. They're getting bigger and hungrier, so I have to be paying for different things. So, yeah, that night, I've got like 15 minutes to get up to the Jazz Cafe after the end of the performance.
Well,
I might have to have something with a motorbike out front with the engine running.
You're going to have to ignore the crowds of people. I know on the night I went, there was a lot of youngsters who came straight over to you looking for autographs after the show had finished. But that must make you feel good, because in my head, you're kind of my generation. So your music is obviously still crossing over to the young people.
Well, this is the thing, you know, I tried to, one thing I set out to do when I first started making the music is that I have to make music which lasts, that you can be listening to in 10, 20, 30 years' time, and it seems to work. I mean, when I first started, it was like my sister likes your music, and then as it went on, my mum likes your music, now it's my nan likes your music as well, so everybody seems to know it across the generations, which is, you know, fantastic for me, and something that I hope to carry on.
Excellent, Omar. Well, it's a real pleasure talking to you, Barney, and do carry on being the fairly morose, thoughtful character, the receiver of other people's problems, and hopefully you'll get the girl at some point, okay?
Thank you.
And also hi to Che. Tell him Juan says hi.
Juan, okay, I will do.
Thank you.
All right. Nice one, Omar. Have a great day and a great performance this evening, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.
This is Colourful Radio.